Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, joined on Team Talk by Arfie and Quinn. And hello. And today we shall continue Hector and a little bit of a debate. Once again, I always forget which game to load and all that. So I don't remember if we were on episode 2 or 3. So I'm going to load episode 2's save game and see if it makes any sense to us. So here we go.
I always tell him I'm glad that I'm not the only one with a memory problem like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, should we try game 1 or 2? Oh God.
2.
Okay. I think. Oops. Let's try.
So, we have the game 1, game 2 thing again, huh? Oh, no.
Yeah. And we don't know which episode we're in. I know we're not in episode 1.
Great. Yep. We think we kind of sort of think that we're past that at this point.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been away for 2 weeks, so yeah.
The one regular around here that actually has a functional memory just has been absent. So we're
yeah.
Okay, game 1. All right. Does any of this sound familiar? We are now standing outside the park where the tourist stand was, but is now gone, revealing the lair. We found out the tourist trap guy is the villain.
Yes, this sounds familiar.
Anything down there?
I think I see something. Oh, no, wait. It's only my life flashing before my eyes.
For half-truths, excessive justice, and hopefully some sort of climax. Tally-o! Ow! That was my toe.
Sorry. How much farther?
Oh, pipe down. There's something up ahead.
I think I just heard a group.
Yeah, this was pretty much where we were.
Well, well. I do believe we found the terrorist's secret nutty room.
Smells like...
evil.
Lavender.
Very nice.
Unbelievable. Quite a messy sort, isn't he? Makes me want to give it a quick tidy up.
Don't touch that. Something big is about to go down in Clapper's Reek. The answers are all right here. You've reached the nutty room of Barnsley Noble. He's out causing widespread panic, but if you leave your...
Ah, Hector, you've found my little home away from home.
Who is it?
It's your grandmother, who'd you think? Well, well, if it isn't Clapper's least wanted. I've spent the better part of my day arsing about looking for you.
Have you now?
Happy times. Let's meet down the pub and we'll all have a good old laugh about it. I'll bring the cuffs.
Oh, Hector, we're not finished by a long shot. By the way, I'd like to thank you.
Somebody just ran across the screen like a shadow.
For saving me the effort of hunting you down.
What are you getting at, you arseflap?
Can't beat those sunsets, hey, Hector?
He's behind him!
Are you sure it's
he hit him with a pike!
He must have a cold.
Oh my, and he knocked out both of them.
Don't bother with the evil chuckle. I'll save it for your rendezvous with death.
Oh my god. Oh, and he hit the camera. Okay.
Nice.
To be concluded in episode 3.
Nice. Wow, we really were close.
Yeah.
We?
All right. So there you go. Actually, I'm pretty sure we actually started like the third one, or maybe we actually just ended the second one. But either way, a little bit of a recap is always good. All right. So let's quit this one and load the third one. All right. Hector, Badge of Carnage, Episode 3, Beyond Reasonable Doom. Can Hector escape his squalid demise and stagger back to Clapper's Reek to save it from extinction? We'll find out.
Oh boy.
Or not. Because I click it and then it goes away and nothing happens.
That's not good.
And I'm typing on the wrong keyboard.
Oh.
I hate typing on the wrong keyboard. I'm always afraid to screw something up. Okay. Hector, episode 3. Go! Let's start a new game. Game 1. Now it's going to be recorded.
Nice.
Previously...
I would suggest Detective Inspector Hector.
Dealing with people isn't really my thing.
Your demands are the delusional, ludicrous gibberish of a Raven Halfwit.
Today, something will be done.
What's this?
It's a Who Cares badge. Everyone's wearing them. Who cares about Clapper's Reek? You do. Operation Clapper's Cleanup is about to begin.
Operation Clapper's Cleanup. Wouldn't that require a flamethrower?
I'm going to single-handedly track down this son of a dog end.
Can I help?
I'll work it out myself.
It's showing like a visual montage recap of things that have happened.
It's the tourist info bloke from Cottage Park. Something big is about to go down in Clapper's Reek.
Apparently,
where the hell am I this time?
He's wearing like a hospital apron.
A chicken shed and the chickens. What's that awful smell? Oh, I hope it's not me again. Not the worst place I've ever woken up in. Oh well. Let's see if we can get someone's attention.
Nurse!
That's a new one.
I know.
Something tells me this ain't Clapper's Royal.
It should only be...
The cow's leg on the floor should have been an early clue. But what the hell am I wearing? I should charge myself for indecent exposure.
Let me think about this. That sound is coming through here. If I go like this and like that, then nobody should hear it. Try sending me a message.
We'll find out if I'm sending it to the right place in just a second.
Let's see. Sean said, Sean wants to know the team talk info. If you want to send it to him, you can, because it's your server.
Yeah, it seemed to work.
I just sent you a message.
Yeah, I hear it, so...
Okay, and we didn't.
Good. So... So, now, we are standing, we have our socks and shoes, at least, and a hospital apron. There is a severed leg that looks like it's been eaten, half-eaten, on the floor.
Oh, that's great.
And there's a pinata now. Click the pinata once to look at it.
Festive.
Click the cow's leg twice to pick it up.
Oh, definitely wonderful. Not Clapper's Royal. Boy, I remember the last time I got caught out without me severed cow's leg. That was embarrassing, let me tell ya.
Let's check these options here. Okay, see, I don't know why it likes doing that to me. To whack the pinata, click the cow's leg in your inventory, then click the pinata. You call that a hit? Go on, take another swing, you pansy.
Cheeky sod.
Pick up those things like you just learned a few seconds ago, if you remember how.
I really hope it's the relaxing sounds of the Amazon rainforest.
So we picked up a cassette tape and a cassette tape player.
Now I can record the last wheezing breaths of my own death rattle.
Ah, Hector, my most reliable accomplice.
Barnsley.
Death tank?
The
hell was that?
You have a small decision to make. In a few minutes, the septic tank you stand in will fill with putrid slurry, the smelly kind.
Oh, God.
The solution to your freedom lies in this piece of leisure equipment you see before you.
A treadmill?
Leisure? That's a treadmill. Yours, you son of a bull licker.
Nice.
Though I am flattered he's gone to all this effort for me, why didn't he just club me to death while I was asleep? Seems easy enough. Super, this might get me 20p at the Oxfam. Enough already.
It was popping stuff up on the screen and then he was commenting on it.
Ah.
It's like, now that's one click to look, another click to use. So it was like, blah, 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 and all this stupid stuff. Okay, look at torture device.
Maybe I'll just try it for a bit. I'm getting curious as to what he has in store. Oh, this goes against everything I stand for.
Ah! A light's gone on.
Decoration, Lambert, I'm almost glad to see you.
He's...
My gosh, Hector, what has he done to you?
Look away. You don't want to see this. I'm surprised you even recognize me. I must have lost about 10 stones so far. Guys.
So every time he stops running, the room fills with
stuff. How come all of a sudden
stuff?
You want to get in shape?
Well, I thought there's in a room full of feces.
Lambert is in a tub, handcuffed to a tub. And there's a dangling activated toaster hanging above it.
That's a good time to start the 6-week fitness plan. Oh, retardation, Lambert. I'm trying to save our lives.
Ugh, I'm in a filthy gangrenous tub. My two biggest fears at once, dirt, and my fear of one day turning into a human prune. The toaster I don't mind so much. There's a bit of heat coming off it.
You do know what happens when a live toaster mixes with water, don't you?
Yeah, soggy toast.
Death by toaster.
Holy flip.
We're definitely not getting out of this one alive, Lambert.
Oh, crumbs. I'll never see Philomena on TV again.
I'll hold on to the hope that one day I'll get to do that same thing to Jarvis.
I looked at the pinata that's smashed in half.
If that toaster drops, it'll cook Lambert to a crisp. Actually, that would probably improve the smell in here. Plus, I could eat him later.
Oh, hey! It looks like a lasso!
Yippee-ki-yay.
Well, wasn't that rather appropriate?
So, I used the...
I knew I should have been a sheriff.
Well, I've deactivated the toaster. Using the cassette tape... tape.
Nice.
As a lasso. Right. Yeah.
We've learned something today. Never attempt to simultaneously bathe and prepare a toasted snack. I've got to find a way to block that pipe. Right, gonna make a run. Well, a hobble for it.
Alright, I've picked up the pinata.
I have a crumpled pinata. Score.
Is that sound
I have no idea why I kept this.
What?
I guess what I'm asking is, that sounds like the room is filling up with something unmentionable.
Yeah.
Septic sewage.
It might work. If only I could reach it. What are you, an idiot? If I stop running, that slurry keeps pouring in.
We need to stop it somehow.
Oh, Eureka. If I could get off this thing, I'd come over, shake your hand and say, congratulations, you're retarded. If I stop running that slurry...
We need...
Oh.
Oops. Okay. Alright, I've kicked the hospital bed over... in front of the pipe.
It takes too much force of will to get back on this thing every time. I can't combine those things. I've got to find a way to block that pipe.
All right, stuff pinata into pipe.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Success.
That should hold off the river of crap for a bit. Now, what's next? Oh, yeesh, the day never ends.
Pick up broken toaster. Mm.
There might be a small part in here I could use as a lockpick. I don't know where my ideas come from, but they're always so flipping brilliant.
It's like they're channeled through you from a higher being.
Nah, they're all mine.
Latch pin. Pick Lambert's cuffs.
Way to go, boss!
I was picking locks before you were off your mother's teat.
You know, sometimes...
Don't finish that sentence.
Feel like pushing Lambert around for a while? It's fun. Hit the Lambert head, and then I couldn't read fast enough. Who could read that fast? Allowed. Anyway, we can switch between Hector and Lambert. And we got some soggy toast.
That's interesting.
With a brown sauce. Some sort of brown garnish.
That's great.
Yeah, this is a popular.
Perhaps it's curry.
Let's hope.
Maybe it's hummus.
Curry would be the best case scenario. I'm a curry nut.
I think I liked it better when it was dark. He's like the sun I never wanted.
Okay.
I think I've finally worked off those double pork kebabs. Want some toast?
Looks a bit burnt on one side.
Yeah, plus it's covered in soggy turds, Lambert.
Let's switch to Lambert, I guess. I don't know.
I'll just close my eyes and pretend the room is covered with melted chocolate. Actually, closing my eyes makes it worse. That machine really is sadistic. Now I know why Hector avoids them at all costs. I don't like treadmills for the same reason I don't like escalators. I'd explain, but I think it's obvious why.
Oh my god. Okay, so,
I know bed usually follows bath, but these are special circumstances.
Okay.
Taking that hat would only raise the tides again.
I hope that holds. I could hear the sludge draining around here someplace. I'll just close my eyes and pretend the... Actually, close...
Sir Masters wrote to me and says, soggy toast, it's really SOS.
I'll just close... Actually...
Okay...
I think I liked it better.
Alright, I'm not, seeing...
I think I liked it...
Like... I don't know what to do. Hospital bed, bathtub. Ah!
That's one egg of a plug.
There you go. So, Hector kicked the whole tub out of the way, and there is a big drainage hole there.
Huh.
I guess we're going down.
Another one of those situations where I'm glad I'm so hefty. I'd likely cause a blockage.
I guess Lambert's going down there.
We're almost home free. Which one of us is going down there?
Let's see. Which one of us is shaped like a beanpole?
Oh, you know I suffer from claustrophobishness.
Do we really need another game of cheese cracker soup?
There's no point. I always lose. I'm beginning to think you just make up the rules as you go, so I always end up with a short straw.
No, there are clear set rules to the game. I'll explain them to you one day.
You reckon there'll be spiders down there?
No, Lambert, there'll be no spiders, lions, tigers, bears, or grues. Only copious amounts of crap.
Oh, I can probably handle that. With you as my partner, I deal with copious amounts of crap every day.
Lambert, was that Batchet?
I'll see you in China.
Oh, God.
Well, I'd be blowed. I could have swore you was a newborn calf squeezing out of a cow's jacksie just then. Even had the same squeal at the end.
My God.
Look at Farmer.
Oh, a farmer. They're always jolly and helpful.
I don't know. Sorry to trouble you, but do you know how to get a man out of a septic tank? Do you have any sort of transport I could employ?
I'm sorry to trouble you, but do you know how to get a man out of a septic tank?
Oh, that's brilliant.
I do know. Though given the choice, I would have gone out the etch near the barn myself.
Do you have a phone I could use?
A what? Phone, you say? I never heard of one. What's that?
You never heard of a telephone? It's a communication device that transmits and receives the human voice over long distances.
Whatever you say, future man.
What are you doing out here at this late hour?
Doing my nightly patrol of the perimeter of me land for uninvited ramblers.
Oh, well, that's nice handy. Of you to invite and welcome visitors to rural England.
Been setting out rambler traps too. Takes your leg clean off, they will. Won't be bloody rambling again anytime soon. If you spot any, give us a shout. Oi, heads up! Damn, skimmed its leg. Listen, boy, you seem nice enough, but if I ever catches you this side of me fence, I'd have to shoot you in the face.
Understood. Have you observed any odd goings on at this property of late?
I seen one fella around here, bearded chap, quiet sort. I tell you, but sometimes strange sounds coming from that there barn. Ain't like no man nor beast nor fowl I never heard. Besides that, old Barnsley seems nice enough. Stays away from me cows, and that's good enough sort for me.
When's the last time you saw Barnsley?
Just earlier this evening, actually. Kept going on and on about this clapfest what's it he's been planning for yonks. Don't reckon I'll go, though. Don't much like the general public, see?
Clapfest? What do you know about that?
Big old town festival. Something about the rebirth of Clapper's Reek or some such. Apparently the old lot's turning up for some spectacular event. The town is there, though, and I can't stand the sight of them lot. So I'll just stay here and rub lotion onto Hillary and the girls.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Can you tell me anything else about Clapfest?
Only that the old town's coming out for it, which means I end.
Do you have any sort of transport I could employ?
All I've got's me two legs, same as you. Why, what's wrong with yours?
Oh, nothing. It's just quite a trek back to town.
What would you call 73 miles a trek? That's a light stroll, that is.
Bye, Mr. Farmer.
I made him look at Slurry.
To be frank, it was kind of fun coming out of there, like a water slide, except instead of water, it was excrement. Cows are actually quite intelligent creatures. Apparently, some of them even have GCSEs.
You're thinking of
is this like the Chamber of Secrets gone wrong?
No, wait, I was thinking of pigs. Cows are actually rather dumb. Someone could get hurt leaving something so dangerous lying around. I shouldn't touch anything with a sharp point. I don't even use scissors without asking another adult for help. It's like I'm trapped inside Farmville without a quit button.
Wow, episode 3 seems to have a slightly different, for lack of a better term, a slightly better, slightly
different
flavor.
There's got to be another way into that
it.
Horrible tank. I mean, surely that pipe's not how we got in there in the first... Oh, my days! It can't be. It is! It's a... Oh, no. No time for that now. I've got to focus. Now, where's Hector hiding?
Look at Combine Harvester.
Not yet. I'll wait until Hector's out to tell him the good news.
Apparently, Lambert really likes the Combine Harvester.
Aha! A hatch in the ground. This detective stuff is a piece of cake.
Open hatch.
Hector?
Now, you pissant, it's Daily Bleeding Thompson.
Oh, sorry, wrong hatch.
You nutty, it's me.
I'm gonna get you out of there, okay?
Good to hear the plan hasn't changed since a few minutes ago.
There's some rope.
Perfect. Assuming Hector can climb a rope, that is. He's so chubby, I bet it'll be a struggle.
He's making fun of him.
Take, rake. Hey, that rhymes.
Oh my god.
I'm a poet, and I didn't realise. That's a 9500cc V32 DXRL diesel protraction combusto filtrate S11.
What?
Where?
Oh, I can't wait to show this to Hector.
Enter barn door.
Locked. I just don't think that would do any good.
Oh, I tried to combine the rake and the rope, but that didn't work. Let's see. Lower rope, down hatch.
Stand clear. Come on up.
Ugh.
Ah.
1 second. Oh, there we go. Hold me wide.
Good lord.
How'd you do that so fast? Simple, I yanked out the pinata, then simply rode the cascading wafer crack to the top.
Same way you got to be a detective.
Watch it.
Hector, have you seen it?
Seen what? The decrepit barn or the complete absence of a curry house?
Look, we're saved.
I'm still not seeing it.
The Combine Harvester.
Is that what it is? I thought it was a cow chipper or something.
It's a 1957 McCracken Model 151B Combine Harvester. Back when I was 16, my dad and I spent the summer dismantling one of these together.
I didn't know you grew up on a farm.
What? No, a council estate. Anyway, I think I can get us back to Clapper's Reek.
What on that? I doubt you can make it to the flipping barn.
Oh, just let me try. If it doesn't work, you can have half my paycheck.
I already take half your paycheck for protection money.
I meant the other half.
Deal.
Right, from what I can see here, we're in need of three things.
Oh, let me guess. Case of beer, rare steak, and a hooker. Not fussy about the hooker, so long as there's lots of beer first.
We need a spark plug.
Nay, probably stolen by local icks to build a potato gun.
We need a 7/8 spanner.
Hey, probably, okay, a spanner. There's no real joke there.
And we've got to find some nuts.
Well, you can't have mine.
Oh, it sounds odd, but it's like someone scoured this entire engine and stripped it of all the nuts.
And to this very day, the nut collector still roams these paths. Oh.
Stop it.
Spark plug, a spanner, and nuts. This plan can't fail.
That's the spirit. Maybe there's something useful in that barn.
Yeah, locked, as usual. Enough it to pick it, so I'm not even going to try. Strong door for a barn. Maybe I should try to find another way in. One of my many adoring fans. Heh. Once again, a space that I am thankfully too fat to fit through. And people wonder why I don't work out.
Stop fan blades with rake.
Well, that's way fast. Here, maybe this will help.
Help what?
Well, you never know.
Let's have Hector try. Yes.
Lambert, shake a leg.
Don't let go.
Don't tempt me.
All right. What the heck, hon? This isn't a barn.
Curious? No hay. No feed. No manure. It appears this barn is not a barn at all.
Look at evil plans.
What does it all mean? I should let Hector in. He really hates it when I go in first. Unless it's a raid, of course.
Exit to barn.
Being a barn, I kind of expected there to be a lot more, well, poo and stuff. Not that I'm complaining. Nice change from what I'm used to.
It's some sort of secret lab. Hey, it's a 7/8 spanner like the one what I need. And that's not all that's in there. Oh, I can't go in there. Hector will have to get it for me. I just can't deal with that.
It's some sort of laboratory. Hey, I think I see a spanner on it.
Exit to lab door.
Hey, it's a little baby badger. Hey there, little guy.
Uh-oh.
Door slid shut behind me, close enough to take some of the air off me arse. Seems to be locked, and there doesn't appear to be anything on this side to open it. It happens to be a spanner. Well, I'll be a monkey's Uncle Bob. A 7/8 spanner just like the one Lambert needs. Sometimes I can't believe my luck. Guess I'll just be on my way then. It's a lab-grade, high-tensile, 7-ply latex rubber glove. In certain situations, we call these rough riders. Always had a soft spot for badgers. Wait a sec. He's got some sinister device strapped to him.
Pick up rubber
glove. That glove is separating me from that badger for a reason. Lambert?
Yes, Hector?
See if you can find a way to get this door open.
I'm on it.
Three words that strike fear into me heart.
No, I don't really feel confident about messing with these. What if I make things worse?
Just try anything, you Nazi.
I'm going to try one of these buttons. Come on, Lambert. You can do this. As Hector always says, if there's any job not worth doing, get Lambert to do it. That's because he knows I'm reliable, you see. Okay, here goes.
Lambert!
Oh!
It's Barnsley. Another trap.
Testing will commence in 10 seconds.
Where is that emaciated tash twangler?
I don't think he's here. I think it's all pre-programmed.
Doesn't make me feel any better. So was that cassette tape.
Test subject armed.
Something on this badger just beeped.
Well, that's good news.
How is that good?
That means it's very likely you're not test subject.
Oh, brill.
The heck?
Sweet Enola Gay, he's detonated! Lambert, what the hell did you just do?
Don't pin this on me! Ingestion complete. Arsenal taking effect.
What the hell is arsenal? Wait, it's clearing. My unholy word, bloody badger's gone rogue! Lambert, I'm not too proud to tell you I'm not enjoying this. Whatever that stuff was turned it into a freakanoid badger mutant from Planet 9.
My God.
It's a lab grade. Insert. Lambert, how are we coming on that door?
Just looking for a Pains manual or something.
I've got your Pains manual right here.
Sorry, did you say Pains manual?
No, I said... Oh, never mind. Wasn't that clever anyway. Definitely not letting it out of there now.
Switched back to Lambert. I guess we'll try another button.
I'm going to try another button. Oh, there's one here that says open. It didn't work.
Yes, it did.
Technically, the open button did exactly what it said. The cage, you numpty. You opened the cage.
Uh-oh. Use spanner with badger from hell.
Well, those things together bloody lightly.
Use broken pinata.
Now you're just being stupid.
Ugh. Soggy toast.
Hey, jump. I'll slice a wet, tasty brown toast. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Lambert, no one, repeat, no one at the station is to ever hear of this. We're clear. Nah, can't be asked.
Well, the Paralydian, it enjoys the toast.
Third time's the charm? Or is it bad things come in threes?
Stop doing something.
Okie dokie.
Override door controls.
That was easy.
Nice work, Lambert. I've started to think of you as the son I never had. A horribly disfigured, unplanned, and not particularly loved child. The sort of son you have no qualms about bringing behind the woodshed with a switch. But a child, all the same.
I will take what little sentiment I can from that and place it way down deep for later.
Now, can I just ask what the hell just happened?
Perhaps we should do a quick recap in case this is important later.
Right. First you locked me in.
It locked itself.
Then you played the glockenspiel.
It was the computer.
Which pissed off the badger, causing it to explode with rage.
I think that sound made the device on the badger explode.
The badger was then replaced with a bastard badger from hell.
And whatever was in that black thing
bastard
turned the
badger
into a...
Bastard badger from hell?
Well, for lack of a more technical description, yes.
Right. So what in the name of Jesus, Jessup, horse trotters in a vat of urethane does any of this even mean?
I haven't a clue.
You really need that printed on a t-shirt.
I have. Last Christmas you got me that, remember?
I didn't get you anything last Christmas.
Oh, but I thought...
Ah, must have been your wife. She buys you things and puts my name on them so you don't feel like a reject. Here's your bloody spanner.
Thanks, boss.
Okay.
I better not.
Poor Lambert really does have selective hearing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, the perfect spanner. Now I just need some nuts to tighten.
I guess we'll exit to drainage ditch.
Great, a human. Oh no, wait, I was wrong. He's just a farmer. Nothing like the smell of good country air to make you dry heave. A textbook example of an inbred rural simpleton. Looks like it fell down a few too many cattle grids. I'm gonna let Lambert talk to this guy. Seems about the same IQ level. A pleasant welcome for anyone visiting the English countryside. I've got to be careful carrying this around on my person. I wouldn't want it to snap shut on me Jack's crackers.
So, I got the Rambler trap.
This may be the actual primordial sludge that hick farmer crawled out of. Why would I ever want to go back in there?
The septic area, I take it.
Yeah.
Looks a bit too rustic back there for my liking. I'll get Lambert to do it. Any ideas on how to get us out of here?
What do you think I'm doing with this here McCracken?
Same thing I do over the sink with a fresh copy of Bits and Pieces monthly.
Oh, don't you worry, boss. This'll be fixed in a jiffy.
How long is a jiffy exactly?
Same amount of time it takes to find a spark plug, some nuts, and a spanner.
So, any time between 10 minutes from now and never in a month of monkeys.
Oh, monkeys.
Beat it, chump.
Exit to deep dark woods.
Okay.
That sounds
Wish
scary.
Me luck. I say, it's a bit dark. Rather. Well, nothing up this way but trickster shadows and the stuff of nightmares.
What the hell?
Ooh, ball bags. I mean, oh crumbs. Why ye be in ye wee dress, ye lanky, stanky giantess? That tiny man over there, he looks a bit like... Flibbity Floo, I were talking to you. Who do you think he might be? You'd be knowing me little secret, do you be now wanting wee, I deedle do? I think it might. Ye might pass me in the woods and ne'er know it be meself in it at all. No, stop. There's no such thing. Just the effects of the sedative wearing off.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
There is a
if we were here?
Short red-headed midget in a green outfit with a bag of
nice
coins.
Work, poop man, or something. Actually, never say nice work.
Look at wee magical being.
Maybe I can catch him and get his bag of gold. I wonder if National Express takes gold.
Let's see. From whence dost thou hail, O wood sprite? If I'm not breaking protocol here, are you really a really real leprechaun? I'm so nervous I think I need to pee.
If I'm not breaking protocol here, are you really a really real leprechaun? Cuckoo, my pretty, see my sack of plenty. Ooh, ooh. You are, you are, you are, you are. Oh, for a second there, I thought you were just a crazy old man in the woods. Know any riddles? I love riddles. My last is in jelly, but never in jam. Tasty on turkey, but loathsome on lamb. What am I?
What?
Wow.
The letter L, gravy, a breath of air. I'm actually not that good at riddles.
Gravy, I have three legs, yea, and none but one but two. Me life be but a sentence, but me snack be but a shoe. What am I? Was I right about the other one? Nay, begone!
Huh.
Play with a leprechaun or restore a combine harvester. Oh, decisions, decisions.
Use spanner with magical wee being.
What would Hector do? Probably just call me a numpty. From whence dost thou hail, O wood sprite? Toss us in clearings, questions I'm fearings.
Let's see. My name's Lambert, what's yours? Oh, is that a riddle? I love riddles. Or are you in need of medical assistance?
I'm always a fan of the medical assistance option.
Or are you in need of medical assistance? Many tools make a full cabinet. Like a cupboard, or is that political humor? Ah! Are you all right? The question is, if I'm all right, what's left for you? Can you help my partner and me get home? Aye, partners be ye, nightly cycly in wee frisky whiskies. Aye, aye, aye. Nay. Well, not partners. Partners. I am married, you know. I know your type. Hands off me wee sack. I told you I'm married. Bags of help I be. Aye. Bags. Are you saying you've got something helpful in your little bag there? Just a wee peep, then. He's actually going to show me his nuts. Care to touch me nuts for luck? Too slow.
Wow.
Nuts? I thought you lot carried gold about with you. Precious. More precious than precious. Oh, I see what you're saying. Nuts are more valuable to me than gold at this moment. Stay away from me, gold. Giving me gold is like giving an eel a woolly jumper. What I really need are those nuts. Hands off me, sack ye wee dafty. And as the legend goes, if I can catch you, I can have whatever I like. Nay, me gold, me gold, me gold, me gold. Me. Not for long. Can we do some more of your silly riddles? Paisley on a Wednesday, a Wednesday, a Wednesday. Paisley on a Wednesday, but parsley in his ear.
Okay.
A night watchman at Value Land? A handkerchief? The bald guy from MasterChef? Are these even real riddles?
Are these even real riddles?
Are these even real riddles? Nay, begone!
That's the smartest thing Lambert said all day.
Yeah.
Can you show me your nuts again? Now ye just be flaunting ye wordplay. Hands off me precious nutsack.
Oh, God.
Can you now ye just be flaunting. All right, little guy. Prepare to be caught. Quick, little guy. Ye toddle two, be me weeny three, and the middle be the quiddle. I don't have any idea what that means. Get ready to run. Toddler is a toddler. Toddler is a toddler. I get a feeling of ancient stillness when I look at a tree. Or am I just nodding off?
Okay. Clearly we have to figure out a way to catch this frickin' guy.
Do some more of your silly riddles. Fish in a tree, how can that be? I don't think these have real answers. Disbeliever! No, I believe you, really. Nay, begun!
I think maybe it's time for a hint.
Yeah, it might be, man.
First off, yes, Lambert really is your only hope. I can expand on the details, but you won't like them. You do realize that the whole point of adventure games is to solve the puzzles yourself, right? Oh, well, you've probably had a hard day down at the factory and want someone else to do all the work for you for a change. How may I assist you today? How do I get Hector out of the death tank? How do I get back to Clapper's Reek in a big hurry? I guess the second option. Where do I get nuts? Ha! What a ridiculous question. Where does anyone get anything? That's right, from leprechauns, of course. No, serious. Go take a walk in the woods and look behind the barn. How do I get into the barn? Blah, blah, there's a spanner in the other room, but Lambert, we're going there. Okay, this is not that helpful. We're already... Let's see.
Are we carrying anything that might be semi-useful? What's in our inventory?
That's a good idea.
Just wait till I tell Hector. He'll be so... Well, I'm excited anyway.
I think I know what to do.
Hector! Hector! There's a... Oh, you'll never believe me.
Go on, try me. I'm letting you fix the harvester, ain't I?
There's a tiny old man in the woods who seems to be very much like a...
Spill it, Lambert.
A leprechaun?
Lambert?
I saw him with my eyes.
Oh, no.
I saw his nutsack.
Let's get this straight. You met an old man in the woods and he showed you his nutsack.
Oh, this is all going so wrong. He had a sack containing the nuts we need for the McCracken. Please, I'm not mad. Philomena says I have a childlike openness
to
the other side. Just go and look.
Oh, ball bags, the things I do for you, Lambert. All right, in my own time.
Let's go see.
Huh. Let's see. Trees, sky, rocks, sticks. No bleeding leprechaun, Lambert, you complete soft pranny.
Look at leprechaun-shaped tree stump.
The only fairy round here is fixing the harvester.
Let's set a trap.
What the hell am I doing? The only being round here dumb enough to get caught in that is Lambert. And I need him to fix the... God, flipping Nora, this whole plan's absurd.
Well, we put the rambler trap in front of the tree stump.
It's done.
Oh, crumbs. I think I may have upset the delicate balance of the forest.
You did this to me.
Funny, he doesn't seem so magical now.
Ah.
Well, fiddle-dee-dee, I've won. My victory seems somehow bittersweet. Poor little guy. I hope he isn't hurt too badly. But then he's magic, so it's okay. I'm really very sorry about the trap, but you magic sorts are always so tricksy.
Take them! Just let me out!
Are you really a leprechaun or just a smelly little person?
I was just having a bit of fun, you dozy tot.
So I can have the nuts?
Serious? You can have me bleeding firstborn. Just let me out!
It appears I'm not strong enough.
Thick! Yet like a toddler in a man's body.
I'll have to get my partner. He's much stronger. Again, oh, I'm so sorry.
Did you get what you came for?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be.
Nobody here. How about that?
Wow.
Lanky daft turd.
Let's see if anybody... Now if I go back in, is Lambert. Is he gone or is he there? He's gone.
Vanished. But I saw him. I spoke to him. I held his nutsack.
Oh my god.
They really aren't ashamed of themselves one bit, are they?
Nope.
The question is, did we get nuts?
I'll have this thing together faster than two shanks of a cow's tail.
How's it coming together, Lambert?
Great! Why, I remember when me and my dad were working on this...
Save it for Oprah. How soon?
I just need a spark plug and hello, Clapper's Reek.
Can't wait.
Hmm. How do we get a spark plug?
Sounds like he's gone, but I'm still not going in there.
I sense that a piece of the farmer's equipment is involved in that.
Oh no.
Now, where does a rabid suicide badger fit into all this?
even after all that toss that just went down in the lab, I still can't make heads or tails of these plans. Nah, Lambert's the mechanical expert. Mind you, after all that trouble opening the door, my doubts have not lessened regarding this harvester plan. I wonder if that crazed badger's still in there. Well, only one way to find out. Hello, evil rodent. Must have wolfed out that crap teller toast and gone for a kip somewhere. I'll just tell Lambert he could be anywhere. In my experience, red swirling lights are rarely accompanied by happy moments. One of these babies has saved my bacon on numerous occasions.
I've got the rubber glove.
It's some sort of tannoy system. In my experience. Oh well, he may have been turned from a cuddly, docile woodland rodent into a ferocious, savage beast, but at least he's free now. And here I was, thinking I could just grab the spanner and walk out.
I don't know, let's talk to the farmer again.
You don't happen to know where I can get any spark plugs, do you?
What the devil's a spark plug?
Well, it's a little white electrical engine part.
Ah, well, round here we call that a do-flicker. Hillary here loves to eat junk like that, don't you, Hillary? As it happens, we saw her chewing on something like that yesterday. She's been moaning in pain ever since. Stuck down her back sphincter someplace.
Oh, the poor cow. I need that spark plug. Would you mind if I helped Hillary get it out?
What? You ask to touch another man's cow? You insult a dairy farmer where he stands?
Oh, no. No offence, I swear. Oh, I'm so terribly sorry for insulting you.
Oh, you went and done it now, boy. Offering to touch a man's cow, that's thrown down the gauntlet that has.
No, I swear I...
There's no going back till we squares off over this here cow.
Square off?
Fight.
Oh, crumbs. Hector, come quick. I'm being violently threatened. I'll be right back. We can sort this out amicably, I'm sure.
We certainly will. Dairy farmer style. Oh, it's been a while since I had a good fight.
Hector! Hector, you have to help me out.
Egads, how many times a day do I hear that?
There's a carroty old psycho farmer who wants to crush me like a grape.
Oh, bleed now, Lambert. What do I always tell you about wandering off and talking to strangers?
I only offered to pet Hillary and help her out with her bowel problem.
I'll leave you alone for 1 minute and you proposition a man's wife. Why would you even do that?
She's a cow.
Lambert, what's come over you? It's not like you to belittle women.
No, I mean a real one of the bovine variety. He tells me she has a penchant for eating machine parts. The very spark plug we need for the harvester is likely in her lower intestine as we speak. We get that, we're one step closer to getting out of here.
So this sparky thing we need to fix the harvester is inside a cow?
Affirmative. But he says I've got no choice but to fight him for Hillary. And if we try to leave the area without a tussle, he'll shoot us like dogs.
Now, this is important. Did he specifically say us or you?
Well, I can't imagine there were two of us.
Oh, Christ, Lambert. What does he look like? Could I take him?
I don't know, boss. He's quite chunky and his arms are hairier than yours.
I'll put this bumpkin in his place. Let me at him.
Ah. Talk to farmer.
Oi, Chunderhead, you threatening my colleague? See, the deal is, if you hit him, I hit you.
Sorry, boyo, your chum here wanted to stick his hand up Hillary's jacksie. Oi says to him if he wants it, he has to fight me for it, dairy farmer style. Adhering to all the correct rules of combat, of course.
Rules? I was expecting to storm over and plant one on your jaw like I usually do.
You come back and show me your ceremonial headpiece, then we'll have some to talk about.
Surely this whole hat rule is only intended to humiliate in an effort to put me off my stroke. Well, it won't work, for I have no shame. I am, however, a tad hesitant about putting this on my head after blocking a slurry pipe with it. Oh, well, for honour. All right, Chuckles.
He's got the pinata on his head.
Up in your grill, you'll have cowbells clanking in your ears till calfing season.
We sees you're ready to fight in the ancient ways of the dairy farmer.
So how's this work, then? Somebody ring a bell or something?
No, we takes it in turns. Since you're the visiting party, you get to go first.
Oh, unlucky for you, mate.
We'll see.
I think I'll smack him in his fat farmer teat-sucking lips. I think I'll pound his ear into organic cauliflower. I think I'll drive his lower teeth up and out his pronounced brow ridge. Can't go wrong with the big Papa the Coppa Droppa.
Wow.
The last
one. Take a whiff of this cow, Pat.
Ooh. What in the pink, chubby udders do you think you're doing?
It's a fight, ain't it?
It's like you weren't even trying. I'm beginning to wonder if you're even a dairy farmer at this point.
Was that not right?
Look, it's my turn, all right. Though it ain't even really a contest at this point.
Now, come on, bring it then. I've got a face like a sack of stones.
Looks like I win.
Win? Did you even compete?
Look, Boyle, it's obvious you're new here, so I'm gonna give you a word of advice. You go round punching people full bore like that, you're gonna lose a lot of cows. Gotta protect your milking hands, see? Dip them in warm honey and sheep urine every night. Makes them soft and supple. Anyway, you want another shot at the title? Just show up with your hat again. Bye now.
What just happened?
Apparently, dairy farmers fight whoever can hit the weakest.
Oh.
Or something along those lines.
Lambert.
Yeah.
Let's see if it smells any better over this way.
Of course, we could hit the guy again for humor.
Well, that's always fun.
I'm all in favor of that.
Because I bet you Hector can't hit soft.
Let's go again.
Right, me first this time, just to remind you.
Jeepers, I'm going to have a bruise.
Okay, your turn.
I think I've got the hang of this now.
Let's see. I'm going to stroke his stubbly chin. I'm going to lightly caress his cheek. I'm going to tickle his ear bone. I'm going to pile drive his forehead into his tiny rural brain.
Prepare to have the cows come home on your face.
Nice.
I will right on the ship to you where you stand.
I really thought that was coming out softer this time, I swear.
Oh, I ain't swinging these things, but Hillary's worth it.
Should we go again? Let's see how soft Hector can hit.
Another round.
Yeah, Liz.
Prepare yourself. Okay, your turn.
I think I've got the hang of this now.
Let's see. I'm gonna brush his unkempt sideburn behind his ear. I'm gonna make a wish on his stray eyelash. I'm gonna gently waft air toward his neck. I'm gonna break his nose so badly he'll find bits of it in his mouth weeks from now.
I'm gonna lightly, whatever that one was.
Gently waft air toward his neck.
Gently waft air towards his neck. Yeah,
not much of a dairy farmer.
You can say that again.
I just can't do soft. Lambert, it's your round.
What, me?
Yes, I've learned you're far more suited to dairy farmer rules than I ever will be.
Any fighting tips?
Only this, Lambert. I want you to hit this guy as hard as you can.
I'm not sure about this. What if he ends up in casualty?
He won't. You can trust me on this one.
I used to like farms. I used to love piñatas before today.
Okay.
Mister?
Fresh meat. You thinks you're a better farmer than me, do you? You think you can touch up another man's cow and live to tell the tale, hey? Well, go on, Boyle. Take your best dairy farmer swing.
Okay, but just so you know, some people have affectionately nicknamed me the Naughty Kitten on account of my irritable temper.
I think I'll bop him, silly. Is bopping slang for hitting or doing sex? Or is it dancing? That reminds me, Filomena's booked us for a salsa class.
Oh, God.
How effeminate.
Ooh, you're good.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. He made me do it.
That'll be hard to beat, I can tell you. Now, my turn.
No!
Wouldn't you know it? You win square and
he
fair.
He knocked Lambert down.
I was fooling myself to think I could ever beat your blow. You're the stuff of legend now. You'll be talked about round these parts for many years to come. What's your name, stranger?
Lambert.
Well, that ain't too legendary. Now, you'll be forever known as Baylor the Limp-Wristed. Go on, Hillary. You got a new daddy now.
Oh, God.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, yay!
What does he do?
Boss, we got Hillary! I've always wanted a best friend. Come on, Hill, let's hang out.
Well, I'm sorry, was that a question?
No, I was... Arky said, who is your daddy? And I said, what does he do?
Better you than me.
So I just gave Lambert the rubber glove.
I used to like thongs.
Get spark plug out of Hillary's arse.
Arse?
That's what it said.
Now, Hill, this shouldn't hurt a bit. If it does, I apologize in advance. Now, I've never done this, but I've used a rubber glove just like this one to help my gran on with her pile cream. Ooh, you don't have any hoof and mouth disease, do you? Oh, well, I'm nowhere near your hooves or mouth, so chances are low I'll pick up any sort of disease from this. There's the little blighter. Good girl, Hillary. You were amazing.
Okay.
That was rather disturbing.
Oh, Hillary, you've never let me down. That's it. Spark plug, nuts, and a spanner. We're on the home stretch. And now, as Filomena always says to me, just do what you have to do while I mentally tune out for a bit. Oh, Philomena, Lambie's coming home.
I'm not so sure about this. Hillary looks a little bit agitated, and technically, we're participating in cruelty to animals.
What the heck? Hector's
Trust
got the cow
me,
above his head.
I've seen John Craven do this once on Country Fire.
And he's on
cows
the roof.
Love this kind of thing. Now button it.
The cow's tied to a rope. Ah, they somehow, that's how they lifted the engine into it.
Shift over. I'm driving. Oh, we've got a town to save.
It's not very fast, this thing. And they're taking... Oh, no, the cow is being hung. Clapper's Reek, 73 miles.
A good moo to you.
It looks like some sort of
Come
carnival.
Come on, Hector!
Clapfest.
Hey, boss! Last time, that treadmill workout did you some good.
Oh, bloody harvester. Just a few more miles would have done it.
Under the circumstances, she did well. Oh, good old McCracky.
Right. Lambert, we need to move fast. Easier said, I know. I'll give you a second to catch your breath. Then we need to warn the general public about this terrorist threat.
Over there, there's one. Sir, run away immediately.
Lambert, you're frightening people. Let me handle this. Sir, there is a red-level biochemical bomb primed to go off at this very festival. A synthetic toxin is about to be unleashed on Clapper's Reek, turning everyone into ravenous, marauding bastards.
And there's a small chance that rodents are behind this.
No, you imbecile, that was the test subject. Oh, please, for the love of sauerkraut, get away while you still have the use of your limbs.
Sauerkraut?
Didn't you hear what he just said? Run for it!
Sauerkraut? No. I'm yippee. You said...
Buggeration. This approach is pointless and time-consuming. We can't warn everyone individually. We need to find a way to warn the entire town all at once, causing a mass panic and a crushing stampede for the exit. Oh, blimmin' is that the time already? What exactly is FOD, anyway? Is FOD?
Yes?
You sound like you're not sure either. What kind of stupid prize is an empty plinth? Quick, Lambert, this way.
I'll be back. I'm getting food.
You mean FOD?
Oh.
Yes, FOD.
Oh. Chief, I'm almost glad to see you. We need to move fast.
Hector, Lambert, I'm shocked. Turning up to a public event square in the eye of the greater community. And you've chosen to wear that.
But Chief...
Lambert, this is the sort of Tommy Rot I've come to expect from Hector, but not from you.
You're right, sir. I'm a disgrace to my profession.
I've been telling him that for years. Look, mate,
you dare address me as an equal? What happened to respect, protocol? Do these things mean nothing anymore?
Not in the face of total civilian annihilation.
No excuse for it.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
I wanted to show the public we were taking troublemakers like these off the street. So you brought one back out onto it.
Bully? Why not, eh?
Why not indeed? Where does one start?
Meet a murderer. Look at murderer.
His grammar school yearbook voted him most likely to succeed at gunning down an entire fast food restaurant. And he did. 36 times.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet memories. I remember using this on the Clapmel car park attendant after he refused to break a 20.
A waterboarding kit. That's funny.
Oh, nice.
Illegal weaponry.
a standard set of interrogation tools.
I was wondering earlier if that was what that was.
Talk to murderer.
I bet it feels nice to see the Earth's sun once again, eh, chum? No time for a kip. I could carry it around and inhale the fumes all day.
I picked up an empty coffee cup.
There's nothing I like more than hoking in public bins. It's not degrading at all. That is one great steaming kettle of something. They spelled it wrong. The L should have been an R.
Clapfest. The L should have been an R. That's funny. No? Crap fest?
Beer o'clock, I believe so.
I'll take bad moments to be distracted for 100.
Apparently Lambert's got us
that
close.
That giant bee on a tent looks promising. Unless it's the Clapper's Beekeeping Association. Oh my, aren't you a wee rockin' dude, eh? Kitty's face painting, her very twee. Round here it's normally done with needles. You know who gave rock and roll to you? God did, aye, he did, you know. Gave it to everyone. I'm sure I know that geezer. Scots accent, greenish tinge, but the nice threads throw me off a bit. Ah, sure it'll come to me eventually.
Oh yeah. What the hell?
Ball bags, look at the state of these turkey twizzlers.
It's all the cops.
Well,
they're asleep.
Gotta work with what you got. Listen up, meat sacks.
Hey, look, guys. Hector. And he's wearing a dress.
This festival is under terrorist threat. Clapfest is currently on Terror Code Black. You've got 30 seconds to assemble an attack plan Riker Theta 11.
Hey man, why are you wearing a dress?
Sweet Virgin Mother Tina Yothus, be easier to mobilize wood lice than this lot.
Dance for us, Hector.
Beer in a paper cup, our couth. This is how a man drinks beer.
Ah!
I hope we all learn something today.
He just,
Hey, Cornish, isn't that your wife with Buxton over there?
I just stole a whiskey bottle.
Just a trick of the light.
And he drinks beer straight from the keg.
Nice.
With it, it's a pub. Without it, it's just a bar.
The Union flag.
Maybe they'll do a lager fountain later. That always classes up a party. Oh, maybe they'll... Oh. This ought to make him stone cold drunk.
So I've put the whiskey in the coffee cup
Follow
because...
Me, men, for battle and glory. Ah, baggeration. Sorry, lot.
The guy that he recognized was that fall down drunk that we sobered up in the other episode. I think we have to figure out how to make this cup hot, though, to trick him into thinking it's coffee.
Perfect. Event security. Well, not perfect, but at this point I'll take anyone. Listen, there's a...
Gun?
No, listen, forget the gun for a second.
Trousers?
I'm a police officer in the middle of a very bad day. This festival...
Shirt.
Do you hear what I'm saying? There's a bomb.
Ouch.
Listen, chimp, if you're not part of the solution, then piss off. I need to warn everybody right flipping now, and you can't stop me. Or perhaps you can.
He's got a gun.
Oh. All right, all right.
God, I guess we can't go that way.
Cripes on a flipping shrimp boat. Come all this way from the boonies to save the town from Hell's Doormat, and they want me to put on a clean shirt. It's ridiculous. Hot, toasty whiskey. Perfect for those drafty mornings when all you've got on is a flimsy, shapeless garment with no arse in it. Once again, it's strangely oxymoronic. Once again, it's strange.
We got a hot cuppa. That's what it says.
Beer. What are you, an idiot? If there's one thing I hate more than alcoholics, it's flaming recovering alcoholics. This'll sort it. One steaming hot coffee for my mate Timbly Boo. Ah, fresh and hot. You know, Hector, I never could thank you enough for turning me on to coffee. I've joined a church. I collect for charity on weekends and make my own soup for the homeless on Sundays. I'm a better man today, all thanks to you. Ach, Hector, I can't say it enough. You're a true saint.
Uh-oh.
That'll teach you, quitter. I suppose I could camouflage me arse so it blends in. Feels like a bleeding target. I can't wait to get me arse covered. You feel oddly vulnerable with your buns in the window.
So we're basically taking his clothes.
Ah, I see.
Ah, that's better. Since I got here, I felt like every pervert in the place was homing in on me Kyber Pass. Looking sharp, feeling reasonable, let's crash this party. Right, shirt, tie, trousers, shoes. Now, how'd you like to be a real crime fighter for a day?
Good.
There's an imminent terrorist threat here at Clapfest.
God.
Yes, I'm speaking to you, the guard. Now, the man we're looking for. What about the door? I need you to...
Door.
Are you even hearing what I'm saying to you, Coco? Biochemical bomb? Terrorist threat? End of Clapper's Reek as we know it?
God. Door.
Private security for you. Must have surgically removed his brain and transplanted them into his arms. Stand aside, meatbag. I'm going on stage. Apparently the meat sack's packing. Celebrating the glory of Clapper's Reek is like throwing a fancy dress party at the sewage treatment plant. I can't imagine anything beyond this point that requires one to be appropriately dressed. Hey, this is Jim Giles from Clap FM coming to you from Clapfest. Come and catch the clap with your Uncle Gilesy. Don't tell your daddy. Hey, look everybody, it's a fat guy. Hey, fatty, the toilet's a way. Can I make a request? Sure thing, drooling member of the adoring public. Can you play any song with the word boom over and over in the chorus? Coming up after this, some Tom Jones. That ought to make all you girly boys like this fella happy out there. Ugh.
Excuse me, sir. Would it be possible for me to have a quick word using your public address system?
What do you think this is, Radio 1?
Well, the alarming lack of manners, melody and discernible talent is a bit misleading. Can I make a request? Can we do a mass prank call about a terrorist attack to everyone's mobile at Clapfest? That sort of technology doesn't exist yet. Oh, but I've got my best people working on it. I'll be back right after this. I liked him better when I didn't have to look him in the face. Traded one futureless art for another, I see. If I didn't know any better, and because of my complete lack of musical ability, I don't, I'd say he's miming. Think of a scandal when this breaks. And don't forget about the gurning competition. Get your uglies on, folks. Getting the great British public to look ugly. Sheesh, it's like asking a baby to vomit.
Oh.
Well, well, health and safety takes an holiday.
Roll up. Roll up. Anybody got heads better? Roll up.
There's only one thing that annoys me more than a public sign with bad grammar. Times New Roman. I'll say no more. I don't know if I'd want that guy in control of my life. Should I be saluting or something?
Hey, man, I need that.
Whoa, okay, right.
Get off, mind your business. Hey.
Whoa.
Get off.
What's all this then?
What do you mean, man? I'm just doing my job. I'm just manning the switch, man. What do you want from me?
Jeez Louise, I was just being cordial.
My name ain't Louise, okay? It ain't, man.
Sounds like someone's been beaten about the face with a wacky stick. This is a piss-poor excuse for a festival. Despite there being no entrance fee, I shall demand a full refund.
He wants that extra...
Now, what's this?
He wants that 10 minutes of his life
back.
My
head. What horrific display of depravity and perversion awaits through the turnstile of this gallery of sexual deviance. Hector! Oh, I should have known. H-bomb, you hardly recognize me, eh? I've lost 14 stone. You look exactly the same.
Yes, from here up. But to get me out of the basement of the Exotico, they had to cut off my legs.
That's horrible.
No, it's excelente. So much easier to find Signor Penne now, eh?
Good old Rich, always a bright side. So, what's this tunnel all about? Some sort of cut-price knotting shop, is that it?
No, and then again, yes, in a way. It is a mysterious and tantalizing display that plumbs the very depths of your innermost desires, fantasies, and nightmares. Horotica, I call it. It's like nothing you've ever seen. Stimulating, arousing, while at the same time terrifying and, actually, rather disgusting at times. You'll love it.
Disgusting? Coming from you, I'm actually rather frightened. When did you put this together?
Oh, it's just a little something I was working on the side. Exotico was my bread and butter, kept me fed while I thought about the future.
Fed you rather well, it seems.
And now, with the recovery payments, NHS benefits, unemployment, not to mention the whopping insurance payout. Oh, Hector, if you could only crawl inside me and see what I can see.
No thanks. Looks like you've already got a few people in there.
Wow.
So, is this you now, touring the country with a tunnel of sweet love?
This? No. This is just a stopgap for me. I'm dabbling with a few new business ventures here and there, just waiting for the funds to come through. I'd tell you more, but I don't want to ruin the surprise. I can't wait. Ciao. Later, homie. I'm no rich far too well to brave this monstrosity.
World's largest underpants.
Bet those are comfy to sleep in, all nestled up in a perch, cozy like. Stretchy. I distrust any piece of machinery that has more than 6 fluorescent colours on it.
Thank you! We are Blind Vendetta! Everybody having a good time? I can't hear ya! Yo, this one goes out to all my ladies. Yes, yes, y'all.
Hey, handsome, would you like to make a donation to the Clapper's Reek Preservation Society?
No.
You do realize I could lock you away till the end of your short life for helping to fund terrorism, madam?
Very funny, pet. Am I on the television? Is that nice man, Ashley Kutcher, here?
Oh my God.
Are you a member of the Clapper's Reek Preservation Society?
Heavens no. I don't even know what they do. I just take the occasional bit of volunteer work. Gets me out of the house. Why, just last week I was recruiting for a nice fellow named Al-Qaeda.
Wow.
Are you aware of the forthcoming terrorist threat at this very festival?
Terrorist? Sorry, dearie. I'm not down with the kids' mumbo jumbo. What's a terrorist?
Someone who erodes the core of our way of life.
Oh, like that Richard Madeley fellow. Never liked the cut of his jib.
Not exactly, ma'am. How can I warn everyone here of their impending doom?
You'll probably need to use the PA system, but you'd need to get on stage for that.
Excellent.
Oh, but I'm sorry, pet. You're not nearly ugly enough.
What does my Nick Chase have to do with anything?
Well, the only people allowed on stage are qualifiers for Strictly Come Gurning.
What's gurning?
Allow me. Gurning is all about mastery of the art of facial manipulation. Like so.
Oh, God.
To enter the contest, you must frame your disfigured, horrible face with a braffin.
I was wondering why you had a toilet seat around your neck.
It's a braffin, a braffin, you uncultured, gorgeous sunbeam with eyes not very far apart. Braffin.
He's very sensitive about the braffin.
So, is Strictly Come Gurning the only way to get on stage?
Yes, only qualifying contestants will be allowed. And you, my dear, are nowhere near ugly enough to stand a chance.
I'll see
you. I'll be back. They won't let me enter. So, who do I know round here who's uglier than me, stupider than me, and more willing to make a complete arse of himself? There's got to be someone around here I know like that.
Someone will do anything I tell him to, even if it means embarrassment, demoralisation and self-inflicted harm. Think, Hector, think. Oh, it will come to me, I'm sure. I'd best be off. Any suspicious activity?
God. Door.
Man, it's taking every ounce of concentration you've got to keep those two words rattling around up there, ain't it? Bugger me. See? Trappy Tim's so much better value when he's minced. Christmas Humphreys. Now that's the kind of face painting you'd expect in Clapper's Reek. Welcome back to the gutter, sunshine. You look more yourself already. Oi, Trappy, enjoy your coffee, did ya? Ach, didn't talk about that. I'm a flipping butterfly again, bursted through the cocoon of feckin' sobriety. Ah, get your faces painted here, kiddies. I'll take that as a yes.
There's a kid here. Look at Tiny Human. His whole head is just covered in paint. And the hair. And everything.
Clapper's finest indeed. Hey, Lambert, you're ugly, right?
Not unless Philomena's been lying to me.
How would you like to use your powers for good instead of just frightening small children? I need to get up on stage to warn the public, but I'm not ugly enough.
Oh, boss, I'd like to help, but Meeks needs me here at the booth. We're doing a waterboarding demo in a few minutes.
Let me remind you of something, Lambert. You and me, we're partners. And that means I own you. Just around that O, I'm putting you in my inventory. Now, when I tell you to do something, whether it's for the good of the town or merely for my own amusement, you do it. You got that?
Sure, partner.
Good.
Hey, since we're partners, can I put you in my inventory?
Piss off, Stretch. I'll snap when I need you.
Nominate Lambert for Strictly Come Gurnet.
We need this to get on stage. Just shut up and let me do the talking.
I don't know how Philomena will take it if I go home looking like that.
To be perfectly honest, Lambert, I would be very much surprised if it was any more of a disappointment to her than your regular appearance. Good day, madam. I would like to enter this gentleman into Strictly Come Gurnet. Him, he's as lovely as the moon on a still lake. He's a cherry blossom, a cherub.
Enough, Bernard, I'll handle this.
May we go up on stage now?
Now hold on, Sonny. First of all, it's contestants only, so he'd be going up on stage, not you. And second, your entry. Sorry, what's your name, Sonny?
Please direct all questions to me. I'm his agent, promoter and translator, and I demand to be allowed on stage with him.
In that case, you'd need to be up there with him. However, if I may say so, your entry...
Yevgeny Kalashnikov from Smegmavia.
Yevgeny doesn't exactly conform to the standards of Strictly Come Gurning.
How so?
Well, dearie, while we can all see he's below average in looks, he isn't so far below as to skew the margin of error.
Not ugly enough, chick.
Plus, he'd need a braffin.
What a chuff is a braffin? You want a girl, yet you don't know braffin. Ho, ho, ho. Look, me neck is black ring like horse collar. Right. So he's not allowed on stage without a hideously deformed face and a black ring round his neck.
That's right, pet. The more hideous, the better.
Like John Prescott after he's had his face pummeled with a billiard ball in a sock. Got it. Beat it, Yevgeny. That's you, Lambert.
Oh, I was wondering who you kept talking about.
You have clearly made peace with the fact that God gave you a horrific excremental visage. But your uncanny resemblance to a turd is not helped by wearing a toilet seat around your neck. How dare you? It's not a toilet seat, you palatable-looking oaf. It is a horse collar. Well, insult formally withdrawn, then.
Okay.
Lurch ain't gonna let me by. No way, no air.
Where are we gonna get one of these?
Somehow, old Timbola always manages to help. Seldom has so much been so wrecked by one old alky.
We got gold paint.
Holy hand grenades. I keep thinking it's going to be better in here each time, and it never is. Why, hey. Great, you brought the weapons cache. Hand it over. I beg your pardon. These are for the community display. It's a collection of things we don't use in everyday police work. Allegedly. Public eye and all that.
I'm Bellamy Barber, bringing a thin slice of hope to your otherwise vacant lives. Hey, stranger, you've been looking for a great contest? Feeling lucky? Care to take a stab?
My luck's all out right now. I'm thinking really hard about the stab, though.
I think we might stop here because otherwise there'll be, like, you know, I don't want to, like, have it, like, next week and we'll be, like, playing the game for 5 minutes and then that's it. So, I think right now there's probably a good half hour left and our time is just about up. So, I think what I can do in the meantime is, we'll close this. And, let's see. What can we do for a few minutes?
And just out of idle curiosity, I haven't looked at your Steam timeline in a day or two. By any chance, did you pick up a copy of the new BFG edition of Doom 3?
I did.
Is there anything noteworthy about it?
Well, the, it has Doom and Doom 2 in it.
Yes.
Ah, welcome back. And like they, those are kind of interesting because it's because it runs at like high res and.
Are they not using DOSBox for it anymore?
No, it's running within the id tech.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's like, here, you can't really see, but I'll load it anyway. The one thing I'm trying to figure out is, or maybe it's like nobody has it yet, but it's like, what I want to do is get like an editor so I can replace the really horrible music. Oh, actually, I think what they're actually even doing is, I think they even put in a... So let's minimize this. If I open this up, hopefully it doesn't break anything.
That Whoa. Sounds to me almost like just for that, it would be worth the price of getting it.
Well, here's the thing is it, from what I can observe, the music for that is actually using a, whoa, I'm going to have to adjust that. My goodness gracious. a Gravis ultrasound emulator.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well,
that would kind of figure.
Because I could see the patch files. So, like, let's pick my favorite.
I don't think that was rooted, by the way.
So you think it's worth picking up a copy?
I mean, you know, if you want to play it, you know, I mean, if you already have the games in DOSBox, it kind of serves no purpose, you know?
Yeah, maybe it does if it's running in native code.
Well, I suppose. But it's like you can't, well, like in my case, like I'm trying to figure out how I can put in like better music.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But, like, I think, like, it also, like, I mean, you can tell it's actually really rendering, like, the textures. I honestly can't tell if the textures are the same. Well, oh, like,
are
also.
They, are they linear or are they bilinear or. Never mind.
I'm sorry, what?
Are the textures blocky, or are they doing a bilinear pass on them?
It's like both. It's
weird.
It looks pretty cool. Although what I've read is they removed every semblance and resemblance to the Nazis from the game.
That's strange.
Not sure how that works. Some of the sounds are upgraded and different. Like the chainsaw sounds are slightly different.
Huh.
Let's see. They changed the icons of the health packs because apparently they used to have like the Red Cross on them. But apparently Red Cross has been complaining for years. So now it's just like a red circle. Like a pill on it.
Weird.
Like, like frankly, I feel like it's very pussified. But, like, it's.
I wonder how much of that we have to we can thank Bethesda for.
Oh yeah, I know, right?
My.
There's like achievements and crap in it. I'm getting murdered.
By the way, we can't hear anything from this.
Oh, what an idiot I am then. Hold on. That's right. This whole time.
We've been hearing you talk, so it's been
it's,
chat
it's good
cast.
To know now, 5 minutes later. Apparently,
sorry.
It does not like being alt-tabbed whatsoever. That is, the whole thing crashed when I alt-tabbed. That's nice. Well, either way, it's 7 o'clock. oh, that's funny. So I'm gonna go have dinner and
all right, have fun.
Very well.
You know, maybe I'll be back online on the team talk anyway. If you want to talk about this after that, if you're gonna be around,
yeah, I should be around. I'm probably gonna.